When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Carolina, and I hope that you are doing well. I hope that you're actually doing incredible and that you're finding different little ways to pour into yourself, because I know by this time of year, things get a little bit busier, they get a little bit more hectic, and sometimes it can feel a little hard to pour into your self-care. So I hope that you are finding some way to do that this week, whether that's just remembering to drink your water or moving your body a couple times a week, or just cooking at home when you can, just finding different ways to pour into yourself so you can pour out from your overflow. And that is just a beautiful thing. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about something that I'm so passionate about and I have been talking about very, very frequently in the last couple of weeks with people around me in my life, because it's truly been something that has completely done a 360 in my mindset, and I think it's going to help you for sure, because it's something that we all go through, and that is self-sabotage and how can you actually navigate it in a tangible way. And I'm going to share essentially some takeaways that I've had from a book that I started reading recently called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks that has completely changed how I think about self-sabotage and given me so many helpful tips and tricks on how to understand it and therefore work through it and grow from it. So I hope that this helps you as well. And with all of that said, let's just jump straight into it. I'll see you on the other side, and let's get growing. Let's dive right into it, and let's just get started with the main important thing that I want to talk about today, which is that in this book, The Big Leap, the author Gay Hendricks talks about the fact that all of us human beings have something called the upper limit problem. What this is that we all have an internal thermostat for a limit on how happy, successful, loved, healthy, and rich we allow ourselves to be. And when we hit that limit or are about to surpass that limit, we unconsciously sabotage ourselves so that we get back to our comfort zone and we fall back to our self-imposed limits as a result. So the loop that happens kind of goes like this. Things start to go well in your life. Things start to improve. You start to find success. You start to find happiness. You start to find love. You start making more money. And then you reach your upper limit. You reach this max that somehow internally you decided was the most you were ever allowed to be. The most happy, successful, joyful, etc. And once you get to that max, you self-sabotage. You do something that brings you back down to your comfort zone. And then the cycle repeats. Things start to get good again. Then you hit your limit. Then you self-sabotage and you get back to your comfort zone. And what this self-sabotage can look like definitely changes from person to person. For some people, it might be that you start picking silly fights with your significant other or with friends. You start bickering. You start picking on that person. You start criticizing the people around you or raising your voice or saying things that you don't really want to say or don't mean or losing your temper. Or maybe you start falling to unhealthy habits that you know don't serve you or that waste your time. Maybe you start procrastinating a lot or scrolling on your phone a lot and you stop prioritizing your health. Maybe you stop working out or you stop drinking water or cooking at home or you stop eating regularly balanced meals or you pull people back into your life that are toxic for you. Or you just fall to over-worrying and you're in your head and you're thinking about the past and you're overthinking about things that you said and things that you did, and that brings your energy down. What self-sabotage does is it just lowers your vibration and it brings you down subconsciously. You don't self-sabotage on purpose. You do it unconsciously. And the reason you are self-sabotaging is because there is this belief in your head, in your subconscious mind, in the deepest part of your brain, that there is a limit on how successful and happy and loved and rich you are allowed to be in this life. And the way to therefore stop your self-sabotaging behaviors is to rewire your beliefs about how worthy you are. It's to rewire how you navigate your success and things like that. Now, there's two other concepts that I find to be extremely powerful in this book that I want to share with you guys as well. And then we're going to do a little bit more of a deep dive into all of it together. And we're kind of bring it all together to leave you with some actionable tips. So the first thing is that he talks about how we all have four zones in our life. The first zone is our zone of incompetence. This is the area of your life where clearly the things that you're trying to do, other people do better than you. And if you try to do these things, you're wasting your energy. You're wasting your time because there are things that you do really well, but these are not the things that you do well. These are things that don't come naturally to you. For example, for me, even though I studied business and like I went to Wharton Business School and all these different things, I don't love finances and accounting. I have that knowledge and I have a baseline understanding that definitely helps me. But if I went on to become an accountant, I would be missing out on my potential and on a skill set that I have that is way more unique to me than accounting. There's other people that are going to be way better accountants than I could be. And if I stay there, I'm going to be wasting my energy. Now, after that comes the zone of competence. So that is the zone where you do things equally as well as someone else. You're kind of like neutral. You're equally as good as other people. And there's no real differentiator that causes you to stand out in that area, in that focus of your energy and time. After that comes the zone of excellence. And this is usually what becomes people's comfort zone. In the zone of excellence, you're doing well. You are successful. You achieve good things. You clearly do this thing well. But there's something missing. Like deep down, it doesn't fuel your soul and it doesn't feed your inner self. And therefore, it becomes your comfort zone because things are good. You're making good money. You're succeeding. People, you know, clearly like validate you at work or whatever, or in this area of life, or, you know, it's like a relationship where like you're pretty happy, but it doesn't fuel your heart. Like, you know, there's something missing. That's the zone of excellence. And past that, you get to the fourth zone, which is a zone of genius. And in this zone, you are amazing at it. You are super good at what you're doing. You clearly have the skills, but you also have the passion. You also have that fire, that spark underneath it that gets you zooming, gets you excited, gets you super empowered. So that's where your strengths, your talents, and your skills all blend. And it's where you shine the most. And that is what's called the zone of genius. And most of the time where the upper limit problem gets activated is in between the zone of excellence and the zone of genius. It's when you're about to make that jump from something that you're good at, but doesn't excite you and doesn't fire you up to the zone of genius, to something that just really, really activates your passions, your talents, and your strengths and skills all together. And that's usually where this happens, where the self-sabotage happens that brings you back down to the comfort zone. Now, the reason this happens is tied to something that Gay Hendricks calls the four hidden barriers. And that's the next concept that I want to dive into because this one blew my mind when I heard it. And I know it's going to blow your mind too. So essentially, these barriers are the reason that you have these self-imposed limits, right? The reason you have this upper limit. Okay, the first barrier is this feeling of being fundamentally flawed. And I feel like this really ties in a lot with perfectionism, right? And it's this belief that you've made mistakes in the past. You are clearly an imperfect person. You clearly have things that you have done in the past that weren't the best. Maybe you hurt someone, or maybe you said something you didn't mean, or maybe you made some sort of decision that wasn't ideal. And because of that, you are flawed. And there's something clearly, quote unquote, wrong with you. And because of that, you don't deserve success. You don't deserve to be the happiest person, right? And let's say you're achieving all this success and then you're like, oh my gosh, but like, I don't deserve this. I've done all these things in the past. I'm not worthy of this. That's where the self-sabotage gets triggered. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is a fear of disloyalty or abandonment. Essentially, what this looks like is a fear that as you get successful, you are going to lose people. And they are going to leave you. And a lot of times this can tie into the feeling of like maybe you're disappointing people who had expectations of you. And I'll just give a quick example because this one I think really resonated with me and I think exemplifies this specific block really, really well. Essentially, let's say you go and you become a really amazing artist and you are this beautiful, talented painter and you're clearly becoming very successful. Your art is getting recognized. You're going to art shows. All these things are happening. But Growing up, your parents used to always say to you that you had to be a doctor or you had to be a lawyer, and those were the only available career paths for you. Now, you're becoming this successful artist, you're clearly doing really well, but if underneath in your brain you still have the belief that no matter how successful you get, you're still disappointing your parents because you're not reaching the expectations they had laid out for you your whole life, you're going to self-sabotage. You're going to get in the way of your success, or you're just not going to enjoy your success as much as you deserve to. Because there's going to be that barrier underneath, that fear that your parents are never going to support you or that your parents are going to abandon you if you continue pursuing this path. And as a quick little tangent, this one really came up for me in my journey to becoming fully self-employed and a content creator, because when I was about to graduate from college and I started creating content and I did IIN and I started getting into this world of holistic health and coaching, I knew deep down that that was my zone of genius. I knew that that's what I was meant to do with my life and how I could help people. And I've always been a very creative person and all these different things. But in college, I had gone down this path where my parents, I'm very grateful for it, the fact that they paid for my education, they paid for my college. And so when I went off to college, they really wanted me to pick a major and a focus that was something that was going to be useful, quote unquote, in life, or that had a more certain career path out of it, which is why I decided to do business. But deep down, like, I would have loved to have studied digital art or videography or film or psychology or nutrition. But there were moments in my life when my parents made comments that was like, well, if you're going to study digital art, we might as well send you to community college. Why are we paying for your education? And these little comments, they were just kind of thrown around. And I know my parents were just saying these things because they wanted the best for me and based on their own histories and lives and beliefs and the things that they have learned from their own careers and everything in their own life. That was just coming out of protection because they wanted to make sure that I had a safe path to follow. But that said, they didn't realize that, like, in saying those things, they were getting in the way of me reaching my zone of genius, right? And they were keeping me in the zone of excellence. I was always really good in business school. I did well in all of my classes. I was a good student, and I could have gone down this really corporate path and, like, been really successful. And who knows, maybe one day I still will do that, but, like, it's not in the cards right now for me. It's not what I want to do with my time right now, but I could go and do that. And so as I exited college and started navigating the world of career and choosing what I wanted to do to make money and choosing what I wanted to do with my time, I went down the corporate path right away. And I did that after college. And for a long time, though, basically for the entire time that I was doing that, I knew deep down that was not what was fueling my soul and that there was something else that I wanted to do. But for a long time, I think I had a lot of fear of taking the jump and taking the leap and going into entrepreneurship full-time and being self-employed full-time because I had this hidden barrier that I was going to lose my parents' love and support if I did that. And I had to navigate this barrier so many times. And I really, really think that once it became clear to me that my parents were going to support me and they were going to be by my side no matter what path I chose, and if I chose this path, and once it became clear to me that my parents were going to support me, and once I was able to understand why they were saying these things and the fact that it was coming from their own life experience and not out of a lack of love for me, for example, once I understood all these things and integrated them into my mindset and my beliefs, it made it a lot easier for me to get past my zone of excellence and to take the leaps that I wanted to take and to go into my zone of genius. And it was just something that came up a lot for me. So that's why I wanted to share that, because that's my personal example. And I resonate with a few of the other barriers, but this one definitely hit close to home for me. And I'm sure it's going to hit close to home to a lot of big dreamers out there too. Okay, the third hidden barrier is the belief that the more successful you become, the bigger burden you become. This one is an interesting one because I think a lot of people have this fear of, like, if they get really successful, no one will relate to them and no one will know how to deal with them, or they'll become too much, etc. And one thing he says in the book too is that this specific hidden barrier is kind of tied to people who maybe have a sibling or a family member who has, let's say, like, some type of medical condition. And because of this medical condition, they require a lot of attention and care and time from other people. And just by observing that, that can become a subconscious belief in your head that, like, the bigger something becomes, the more of a burden you become. And so you just have to kind of, like, unlearn that belief that you can be really successful. And that doesn't mean you're going to become a burden. Maybe you're actually going to be able to help people even more. There's different ways you can rewire this belief to be able to surpass it and to prevent it from being a barrier for you. And then the last hidden barrier is the crime of outshining, is this fear that the more successful you get and the more you grow and the more you achieve different things in life, whether that's health, money, success, love, etc., the more you're going to outshine other people and make other people uncomfortable. And in the fear of doing that, you hold yourself back. And either you play small, or when you do reach your success, you don't allow yourself to soak it up. You don't allow yourself to enjoy your success as much because you're living in this fear of outshining other people. So those are the four hidden barriers. Just to recap, the first one is this belief that you are fundamentally flawed and therefore you don't deserve success, or that people are not going to see you as worthy of success because you are imperfect. The second one is this fear of losing love or being abandoned or people not being loyal to you if you become successful. Number three is that you become a bigger burden the more successful you are. And number four is that you outshine other people and make them uncomfortable if you are your most successful self. And so take some time to think through these four and think about maybe which two resonate with you the most. I'm sure that as you were listening to me go through these, you already had some light bulbs flash in your head of like, that hit close to home. We're like, that's me. I definitely resonate with that. And that's a really important first step in this process of reaching your fullest potential and reaching the most success that you can. And also letting go of self-sabotage, because when you start to understand what's the root cause of the self-sabotaging behaviors and why they get activated, you can catch yourself and you can stop yourself before you fall to the self-sabotage, or even while you're in the self-sabotage. Let's say like while you're in the bickering, or when you're in the act of engaging with unhealthy habits, that's when you start catching yourself. And that's when you go, oh, upper limit problem. I'm hitting my upper limit and I'm starting self-sabotage. Let me stop myself. That's like one of the most actionable takeaways you can get from this episode, is just being able to catch yourself in the self-sabotage. And instead of getting in your head and activating all this negative self-talk and beating yourself up about self-sabotaging and, oh, here we go again, did this again, oh, I'm so terrible, clearly I don't learn anything. Instead of falling to that negative self-talk and mindset, just see your self-sabotage as it may be a protective mechanism that you developed because of this fear that you have had of surpassing your comfort zone, of surpassing your zone of excellence. And it's just something that somehow your subconscious put into place to maybe even protect you, even though it's not serving you. But just have that compassion first and foremost, and just realize that that's what's happening. How mind-blowing is this, you guys? Like, when I learned about this, I just started to realize so many things, so many different ways in my life where I have been playing small or not tapping into my fullest potential because maybe I'm afraid of shining out people in my life, or like making people uncomfortable, or because I'm afraid of becoming a burden, or because I'm afraid of losing people's love. It just has made me aware of different ways that I'm holding myself back. And I think in different phases of life, there will be different hidden barriers that come up for you. As I mentioned in the beginning, for me, when I decided to go self-employed, for me, the biggest, most strong one that came up was this fear of abandonment and of not having support in my ventures and in my goals from the people I love. But I think later on in my career, and maybe even like right now where I'm at, I think the hidden barriers that pop up the most are the fear of outshining and maybe the fear of becoming a burden, but mostly the fear of outshining people and like making other people uncomfortable or making other people feel bad, or maybe trying to avoid them comparing themselves to me. I think all of that pops up for me, and it's something that I recently became aware of, and it just has made me realize like, what habits or patterns am I activating because I'm afraid of this? And how is self-sabotage coming into my life, or how is that getting in the way of my ultimate success and potential being reached? And I think that's just so powerful. It has truly been blowing my mind. I've been telling everyone I know about this. And I think that is the first thing that you need to do after this episode, is just take a little bit of time to reflect on these four barriers and also on how you tend to self-sabotage. Do you tend to go to the bickering, or do you tend to go to the worrying, or do you tend to go to the unhealthy habits, or the lack of self-care. How do you tend to self-sabotage? And then what do you think is the root cause right now for you out of these four hidden barriers? That's why awareness is so important, because the more you shine light on something, the more you can observe it when it starts to happen and therefore stop it. Because when you don't have that awareness, you continue operating in autopilot and you keep on repeating the patterns and the things without understanding why they're happening. But the moment that you start to understand why and how they happen, that's how you can stop the pattern and how you can change the story and change the narrative and change the way you show up. And then the last thing that I think is so important when it comes to all of this, when it comes to taking the big leaps you want in your life, when it comes to reaching your success and happiness and love and surpassing your own comfort zone, it's celebrating your wins in the moment when you reach some type of success, whether you just started a new relationship, or you just got engaged, or you just had your wedding, or you just got a promotion, or you just had the opportunity to do something really cool with your work, or you're taking care of your body and your health is improving. No matter what win you are having, actually celebrating it, actually allowing yourself to take a step back and be like, damn, I did that. Like, I deserve this. I am worthy of this. I really am. I'm so proud of myself. Wow, how amazing. And as you guys know, for example, I recently ran the New York City half marathon. And I think, you know, after the half marathon happens and everyone goes off to like celebrate with their friends, sometimes it like gets lost in translation and in the like momentum of everything that like, oh my gosh, I just ran half of a marathon. Like, that is huge. And so this specific time that I finished this race, like, I have really let it sink in. You know, I've really let myself be like, damn, like, I'm so proud of myself. I deserve to feel proud. I deserve to feel accomplished after this life moment. This is amazing. My body is so strong and like I'm so much stronger than I give myself credit for, and really allowing myself to bask in that joy and bask in that pride and bask in that success. And that's something you have to do with every win you have, because that's how you leave space and you start holding that space for the good things in your life, and you start activating this belief of like, I deserve this. I'm allowed to shine bright. I'm allowed to take up space. I'm allowed to be successful and happy no matter what. Like, no matter what has happened in the past, or if I have been imperfect, or if I have imperfections, I am still worthy. And I know that the people around me who love me and who support me are here for me and want to see me shine and want to see me grow because they love me. And I love me and I want the best for me. And you have to start activating this self-talk. And that's also how you're going to stop the self-sabotaging from happening over and over, is through this love and this deep appreciation for what you achieve and really just basking in it. Like, think as if you're like laying in the grass and you're tanning in the park or something. It's the same thing. Like, allow yourself to really absorb that success into your energy field, into your body, into your heart. Really like feel it and really feel proud of yourself, because I can guarantee you to every single person listening right now that there is something you achieved already this year that you should feel proud of yourself for. And it can be a small win. Like, it doesn't matter if it's not like a promotion or a new apartment or a new relationship. Like, for you to celebrate something, like, it doesn't have to be big, you know? It can be as small as you want. Maybe it's like your skin has been glowing. Like, that's something to celebrate. Maybe you've just been drinking more water. Maybe you've been setting more boundaries. Maybe you've been just finding more moments of quiet and going to bed earlier. Like, there are so many things that you can feel proud of yourself for. And be in that pride, like be in that love. And at the same time, that's even more important when you reach those big goals. That's really, really key, because that's when you're really going past your limits and your comfort zone. That's when you need to really activate this. And you cannot let these barriers get in your way. And the way out of it is by really soaking it up, really doing that. And again, when you're going from the zone of excellence to the zone of genius, the difference there is that it lights you up, is that there's something deep inside, a strength that is getting activated in a new way. And it's going to feel weird because it's out of your comfort zone. And that's why the self-talk and the affirmation to yourself, the self-affirmation, is so key. And that's why you have to activate that, so that you stop your self-sabotage and that you achieve the success you want and you can stay in that success, and then you can let it grow and grow and grow, and you can reach new levels of happiness and joy and just constantly get better and just let go of these limits, right? So that is what I wanted to dive into today's episode. As you can tell, I'm so passionate about it because I think it's something that is just mind-blowing. And I also really believe that most people out there struggle with self-sabotage in some way. And so once you're able to understand why the self-sabotage is happening and how to actually reverse it and stop it, you can become unstoppable. You can truly reach so much more success and happiness in your life, which you deserve. So I hope that this episode empowered you. And if it did, please let me know. Comment on YouTube, or if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, go to YouTube and hit subscribe and leave a comment there. And I love you guys so much. I'm so grateful for the Inner Growth family. I'm so grateful for every single person that listens. You guys are the best. You are my family. And I am so, so happy that I get to do this as part of my job and that I get to support people one-on-one as well on their own inner growth journeys. I love my one-on-one clients, and just spreading joy and spreading growth and sharing what I'm learning, it truly lights me up. And I hope that you guys feel that through the mic and through the video and through the content that I share, because that's my mission and that's what I'm here for. And so I love you guys, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Definitely hit subscribe on any platform that you're listening to, or hit the bell icon so that you can be notified of future episodes. And make sure to follow us on Instagram at innergrowth.co for more updates there as well. And I'll see you guys very, very soon with another episode. Don't forget to water yourself, and I love you. Mwah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.